when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Saw a picture this morning on Reddit, actually, of a new beer pump that will be in some pubs this weekend in Cork. And you take a second look and you will think, oh, look, they have draft Tanora. They don't. They will have draft Tanora pale ale. I know, you heard me. Draft Tanora pale ale. Brought to us by the Original 7 beverage company. Shane Long from Original 7 joins me. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me on.
How did it come about, Tanora pale ale?
Well, I honestly can't claim any of the credit for this. We had done work with Jameson in the past. We brought out a beer with them, or brought out a beer in their whiskey casks in December. It was a huge success. And the manager in the brewery said, we need to follow this up with something else that's iconically Cork, and came up with maybe the guys in Tanora would work with us. So Steve reached out and they got back straight away. So all credit to Steve, the manager, and the head guy in Hellenica, who are the owners of Tanora, Shane McCabe, gave the okay. And then we started to research how we were going to produce the beer. Luckily, I've Paddy Scully, who's with me since 2005, one of the best brewers in the country. Mm-hmm. And he came up with the recipe, and it's going to be released this weekend.
Now, Tanora is pure Cork, and it's uniquely Cork, and it's a unique taste. And if you remember a few years ago, some brain box decided to change the taste of Tanora, and they were nearly kicked off of Mizzen Head, and it all had to be changed again. You need to be careful with the taste of this stuff.
We've been extremely careful, PJ. So we are using the rind from the tangerines. The malts will replicate the colour of Tanora, and some of the hops will bring forward the aroma that you'd expect from your bottle of Tanora in the off trade.
So that gorgeous colour will be replicated in the beer.
It will indeed. It will indeed. Yeah. And our very first customer, when we opened in August of last year, Tom and Fred Zeppelins will be the very first guy to have it. But it will be in over 20 outlets just in Cork City for this weekend.
Draft?
Draft. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, one of the most exciting things that we've done in the 25 years or 26 years of being in business in Cork City.
Like, you know what you're taking on here. This is pure Cork, like.
Pure Cork.
It's a huge gamble to get it right.
We couldn't afford to get it wrong, but we're very happy with the taste profile. It's as close as you're going to get for your Tanora beer. Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to this. Now, there was a time when you couldn't get Tanora outside the county bounds. In fact, I have a great friend who lives in County Meath and has lived in that part of the world for 30 or more years. And for the first, I don't know, decade or so, he had to come down and fill the boot of his car with Tanora because you couldn't get it outside Cork. This won't be going global, no?
No, PJ, this is for the wonderful people of Cork only.
We have draft this weekend. for the summertime, when we will get one. They tell us there are rumours the weather may get better in June.
Yeah.
Will there be cans? Will there be bottles?
I wouldn't say no to anything. We will see how the first run goes, see what the reception is from the wonderful people of Cork, and who knows what's next. Right. I'll keep you in suspense on that one.
Roughly what will be the cost of a pint? Will it be competitive?
Oh, it'll be competitive, yeah. But, I mean, we can't dictate what each pub will charge for us, but it will be competitive. We had a price freeze there. We're in the unique position that we are both brewer, drinker, and publican, so we can see the pressures that people are under. So we didn't follow the rest and increase our prices this year. Yeah.
Broadly, how is the craft beer market going? There's a lot of lovely beers out there. There's a lot of fellas chancing their arm too. How's the market going?
I started in the late 90s. It was very tough then. Craft wasn't even a term. There was 11 of us that whittled down to three very, very quickly. Then there was a renaissance, and there's now 76 in the Republic. That won't, not all will survive. But there will be some who will go on to go international. There will be some that will get much bigger. Mm. We don't really have an aspiration in the North Mall to go outside of Cork. We're happy with what we have. And we know every customer on a first name basis. So that's where we see ourselves. But you're right. There are people who are not going to last here. Mm. But that's the same in every industry.
What defines a great craft beer? Is it that it's unique to its place? Or is that what defines it?
There is no real definition. I mean, we set ourselves aside in so far over the last number of years. We've done numerous collaborations with the likes of Jameson, Cork Coffee Roasters, etc., and now with the wonderful people in Tanora. So that gives us a point of difference. And also the beers that we brew inside, it's more focused on what the customer is demanding on a weekly basis. Now things are changing. But other guys that are focusing on wild yeast, other guys are focusing on wet hops. So there's a huge array that you can put into a definition on this.
Well, we look forward. I certainly look forward to tasting Tanora Pale Ale. I wish you luck with it. If this takes off, who knows what's the next Cork flavour you'll try to capture? Shane, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
I don't have a list. If anyone's asking, I don't yet have a list of the pubs that it'll be in. It'll be in about 20 pubs. Fred Zeppelin's will be first, and there's another one very near to me here. I might get a chance to sample it over the weekend. Tanora Pale Ale, pure Cork, like pure Cork. Thank you, Shane.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.